Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, my good friends, everybody out there. You're all my favorite friends out there, folks. We've built an audience for 10 friggin' years, and I love you all because you've made it all possible for me. Today is Tuesday, June 27th. I'm back. Tori's long gone. And today I'm joined by a very special woman. Her name is Rachel. And Rachel was here not last week, but the week before, right?
I was here the week before, yes.
Yes. Thank you. And Rachel really shone as a guest.
Thank you.
And plus, we had met you before briefly at the comedy store.
Yes, you guys.
But it was just a hi here, email me, briefly. And we'll get together.
Yes. It was very brief.
Yeah.
But it was very memorable, so.
Yeah, I know. Well, your appearance was memorable, too, so that's why you're back here.
Thank you.
And we love having you today. We have a great show. We're going to be doing a lot of talking between us, but there's also going to be a guest. Very interesting, who's going to call in. And I don't know where she's calling in from, but that's usually my first question. So don't freak out like you would, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, that I'm asking her where she's calling
from.
Right?
Where are you from?
Yeah, where's my mind this morning?
Exactly.
Rachel, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You in a good mood?
I'm fabulous.
Awesome, me too.
I was up early. I worked out.
Really?
Yep.
Do you work out every day?
Not every day, but that's the person I aspire to be.
So. Oh, wow. I know. Don't we all, though?
You know, we have to have dreams.
I know. I'd like to do it every day. Right now, I'm doing just about nothing. So anything would be good,
right?
It's
one day at a time, right?
Even one day a week would be good.
It's better than nothing.
Right.
That's what they say.
Have you always been healthy, athletic?
Yes. I played basketball pretty much my entire school career, from middle school to the first years of college. I played basketball. So that was
really?
My sport, yes.
So you're good at it?
I self-proclaimed, yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
Well, if you played a few years, I would imagine you'd be good at it, you know?
That's
just how it works. You practice and you practice and you learn, and that's how you become good.
Did you play any sports?
Me? Let's say I played some soccer early on, but no, man, I'm not one for a lot of physical exertion. There were many years where I would work out. When I was in my 20s, 30s, I worked out. But since then, I don't know, I just got lazy, you know. And like, and especially when it's hot like it is today, don't make me do anything outside.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh, it's hard to do. I mean, just get up and walk to the fridge is a struggle.
Right?
It's heat.
And the thing is that imagine I have not had air conditioning for 5 days now.
That happened to me last week.
Really?
My air conditioning broke out. And you know, the leasing agent was like, well, it's that time of year. And I'm like,
right.
Of course. Well, can they anticipate, you know, send up an army of air conditioning people?
Exactly.
You know,
like, what the fuck?
Prepare the troops?
You know? Yeah. He's like, and you know what my manager tells me? I mean, I emailed him. I said, I just talked to them. They said it'll be till Tuesday. That was on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I said, is there anything we can do? He writes me back. He says, I'm not an AC tech. You know,
mine told me to get
I can't fix it for you.
Right. Mine told me to get a space fan. And
that's what he told me, too. The fucker is like, I wrote it back. I said, great answer. So he writes back, well, I know it's not the answer you wanted, but maybe get a fan.
Well, can I just say that
Yes. Originally
my leasing people told me that air conditioning was a everyone has an opinion of a different. I'm like, air conditioning is not an opinion, okay?
Right.
Like 72 is good, but anything above that is just torture.
It's crazy, right?
It's too much.
I have 85 in my apartment.
That's what like, I was sitting.
Really?
We were like twins,
right?
You know, I feel your pain.
Oh well, thank you. At least you do, because someone else, like that son of a bitch. And I'm just trying to think, how can I, like, I don't want to write him anything, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Because everything you write stays there. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to his boss on the phone. That's what I'm going to do.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. People don't talk on the phone much, and then they leave tracks of everything.
It's
if you want
so
to have
true.
A conversation, you know, talk to the person.
Even your voicemail now is transcribed.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
You don't even need
that.
To listen to it anymore.
I know.
It's great.
We're like trying to live so fast, you know? That's the bottom line. That's what this generation is. We're moving very fast. Yeah. So a little bit about you. You are from Vegas, right?
Born and raised in Vegas.
Yes. Very interesting. So what was it like growing up there? I mean, did you ever get used to the heat?
I guess it took me leaving to realize how hot it actually was.
Oh, okay, because you didn't know anything different.
I thought it was just normal to walk outside and just feel intense heat, like you're walking into an oven. And I was like, that's normal everywhere. It's like this in the summer. What was it like growing up? You know, people are always surprised to hear me say, you know, it was pretty normal, right?
Right.
I had a normal childhood. I went to school. You know, I learned how to count cards. I mean, it was just, you know, just like everyone else, right? It was normal.
Yeah, so it was normal childhood. I mean, it's not like you hung out in the casinos at a young age.
I mean, I guess, again, it took me, maybe it wasn't normal because it took me leaving out of town, out of state to go to college in the East Coast to realize, okay, maybe some things weren't normal growing up, you know.
That's true. Plus, you told us you were, your parents were like prominent in the community.
Yes, my parents are both politicians. Well, my mom was a politician. She's now, she's a private mediator. And my dad is currently a politician there. So I come from a very political family.
Yeah, well, that's good. So we can talk some politics later and stuff. And we have before. And it's a lot of fun. You know, I mean, when so you obviously have your opinions and everything,
of course.
Right? Yes. We also established before that you're kind of a rebel, or I don't know if a full on rebel, but you're not like your parents.
I'm a little bit of a rebel, but it's all in good fun, and it's all you know.
It called you the black sheep of
the
family.
I don't want to label myself as a black sheep because there's so much there's a stigma that comes with that.
Yes.
Maybe I'm more of a green sheep, perhaps. You know.
Yeah. Yes, you are. You love green.
I am a fan. Yes.
Yes. And green, we mean not just money, folks, but we're talking about weed for a moment.
Yes.
And Rachel and I have something in common. We both love weed a lot. But have you become an activist?
I mean, is that true? Because yes, I'm an active part of the community. I try to participate in as many events and get to know as many people as possible. And I'm always willing to, if it's a cause I support or a brand or whatnot that I really like, then I will 100% participate and donate my time to the cause.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Wow. You see, that's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, remind me, do you have any siblings? You do, right?
I do. I have a younger sister. She's fabulous. She is a lawyer. Surprise.
Oh, really? Oh, wait a minute. Is that the picture you guys took on Instagram
with
your family?
Yeah, that was my family, yes.
So that's your sister?
Yep.
And she's a lawyer? She looks like she's 15 years old.
I know. She's so young. I'm so proud of her. She finished law school in 2.5 years, which I think it takes 3.
Yes.
But she just...
Wow, she aced it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And passed the bar on the first try, which
really?
Is really hard.
So you come from a smart family, and your mom is a lawyer too?
She was a lawyer, and then she became a judge. Well, originally she started in radio.
Really? Mm-hmm. Where, in Vegas?
In Las Vegas. She took a job in radio.
Wow, I wonder if I probably listened to her.
Very possible. And then she was a TV news reporter, and then she went to law school, and then she became a lawyer, and then she became a judge, and then she now is a private media. She's had so many careers. I'm like, ugh, I'm exhausted just even thinking
what
about
an ambitious woman.
I know.
You know, I mean, isn't that amazing?
She is really such a great role model for my sister and I.
Yeah. You see, like, my mom is an awesome woman, but she doesn't even come close to that. She never had those aspirations, but maybe because of where she came from and everything. You know, they came from poverty and all that, so not a lot of education. They had to go out work early. But many of us are more fortunate, let's say, in some ways.
But can your mom
But
cook?
You have shit in other ways. Yeah, my mom can
I bet
cook
your mom
amazingly.
Is a fabulous
Fabulous
cook. Okay,
cook.
So you know what? Not to
it's
say
all
anything.
The expense
exactly. It's
of
not. Exactly.
Wow, Rachel, that's funny how you picked on that. But no, but and that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm okay with that. You know, I've made my own decisions and my own progress in my life, so it's fine. I love that I have a mom that loves us and cares and cooks.
And that's what I'm about. I'm like, when am I invited over for some of that cooking? Because we're getting it at home,
funny, right? Well, but you get the brains and you know and all that, so that's
very
cool.
True.
So that's cool. Now we also established that you're Jewish, right?
I am Jewish. Yes, so I was bat mitzvahed in Israel.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. At the southern part of the wall.
Uh huh.
We had to rent a rabbi.
No, the southern part they allow women there,
they
right?
Do. They do.
But
yes.
Only women, or at that time was it mixed?
I mean, my family, my whole family, my mom, my sister, my aunt, my father, and were there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But so they allowed you all to be in the same place when you prayed?
Yes.
So, but was it next to the wall? Because
it was the wall, but it was just a different
a separate area.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, because that's the now right now they're thinking of banning it again.
Yeah.
You
banning
know,
what?
Women and men there.
Yeah.
Because it's always, you see, Israel is really let's say not run by, but very influenced, deeply influenced by the ultra-Orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is the holidays are serious there, you know.
Yeah.
They're in every part of Jewish and Israeli life there. So, you know, what happens is that everybody bends to their rules and they decide we're not going to mix men and women, and that's what happens. So they separate them. But then people, like Jewish people that come from America, for example, that are Reform or conservative, they go there and they go, wait a minute, you know, we don't need to separate. In our synagogue, we're mixed. We want to be able to pray here too.
Right.
You guys don't have a monopoly in this shit.
Right.
But that's how it works. So now they're thinking of repealing this and reversing.
Oh, no.
So, but that sucks. So, at any rate, how was your bat mitzvah? Was it nice?
Oh, I mean, it was amazing. But
yeah.
I'm at 13, I could not appreciate, I haven't been back to Israel and I'm dying to go.
Yeah.
And because at 13, you can't appreciate Israel as you could as an adult right now.
Absolutely.
And my sister, she got confirmed as an adult. So she went back and did Birthright and was bat mitzvahed there. And so she got to experience it twice. But, I'm dying to go back, and it was a great experience. I mean, how many people can say they were bat mitzvahed in Israel, you
That's
know?
That's true, absolutely. All right, well, we got a call. Oh, she just hung up. So we're waiting for our guest to call in. We're going to be talking to Stacy Peterson. And she's a very interesting character there, you know? I mean, she seems like she does a lot of comedy, which you do.
Yes.
You do a lot of comedy.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. How did you get into comedy?
I got into comedy. Well, I actually started... my story is the opposite. I started in corporate marketing comedy and comedians. I worked for an agency that was a comedy agency here in LA, and I was marketing, doing social media for the brand and for comedians. And my friend who I went to college with, my sorority sister, she was also doing stand-up comedy at the same time.
Mm.
And I went to see her and I was like, I could do this.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
Like I have a story to tell, you know? And so I got into it with Lisa. I met who I think Tori knows, Lisa Sunstedt from Pretty Funny Women.
Right.
I took her class about almost a year ago, and I've hit the ground running. I just,
really?
Yeah,
so you
I
love
fell in
it.
Love with it. Yeah.
Were you? Did you always feel you were funny, or that you liked humor a lot?
I've always been a fan of comedy. My dad, if you ever get the chance to meet him, you'll see where this personality comes from. but I did improv as a kid, and I was always told I was funny. And my mom actually told me when I was younger, like, you should do stand-up. But I never took, you know, like, who would take her that seriously as a kid, you know?
I know. Wow. So then they tell you to get a real job.
Well, there's that exactly. So I got a real job, so I started doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah, right. So you've been doing it for the past year,
yes,
more professionally and in front of audiences and
yes.
shit like that. Wow. Yes. So you've been to most of the, or maybe all of the major?
All of the major clubs, and I'm doing a show next week at Levity Oxnard, which will be the biggest crowd I'm going to perform in front of. It has about 400 seats there.
Wow.
Which we're hoping to sell out. So
hold that thought. Let's go ahead and be joined by Stacy. Stacy Peterson, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling us. I'm here with Rachel, just
Hello.
So you know.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm great. We were just talking about comedy.
Yes, and we see that you do a lot of funny stuff on your website. And so we'll get to that in just a moment, Stacy. But first, where are you calling us from this morning?
Well, normally I would be calling you from Colorado, but today I'm calling you from the cool and breezy Phoenix area.
Wow. I know, this is like, I hear sometimes this gets as bad as like Alaska, you know, down in Arizona. I don't know.
It's the climate change.
Tell me something, what, do you have like 118 degrees there today or what?
I think actually it's dropping down to 111.
Oh,
so
wow.
I brought my coat.
Exactly. Bring a sweater.
So I guess it's all relative, right, Stacey?
Yeah.
I always love when people are like, yeah, but it's a dry heat. I'm like, okay, it's still 118 degrees, right. However you describe it.
Exactly. What does dry heat mean? You know, I'm going to die without sweating?
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Thanks.
I know, it's true, because once you step out, you're sweating anyway, yeah. So it becomes a wet heat, so it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
That's true. So you're traveling, what, for fun, for work?
A little of both. So I have my kids in tow, and we've been on the road for about a month. And so we were in California, and we're in Phoenix for another week, and then we'll be heading home.
Wow. And we, are you talking about you and your team or partner? Who's we?
No, it's my husband and I, and I have three complaining children.
Oh, that's awesome. So, that's cool. So you travel. Yeah. I love traveling.
Yeah.
Stacy, so tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. You know, we introduced you as a funny woman. You sound like you have a lot of fun and a fun person. Tell us a little bit about this. I mean, you do speaking, you do consulting. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm a clean comedian, so I don't cuss and all that kind of stuff. Right. I do a lot of material for moms because I am one and I'm not very good at it. And so that's where a lot of my inspiration comes from. And then I also do corporate speaking where I talk about happiness in the workplace. And I have a story where I almost died a bunch of times and had to reevaluate my life and really kind of learn how to live it day to day. And so it's been a journey, but a good one.
Yeah, wow. So now, how do you get close to death twice? I mean, what happened?
Well, I've actually almost died five times.
Five times?
I'm running out of life.
Well, yeah, you got four lives left.
Yeah.
Well, and the Phoenix heat might kill me, so it might be number six by the end of this week.
Oh, God.
I used to teach children. I have a degree in theater, and so I used to have a children's theater company, and we had a nonprofit part of it where we taught underprivileged kids the arts, and I was building a set, a musical theater set, and I stepped on a rusty nail, and I got an infection that they've never been able to get rid of.
Oh my God.
And so I live with that every day, and
that's
how.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, I'm just imagining, oh man, I don't even want to think about how it looked when it happened. But so... Wow, so you're still living with this now? It's sort of like what, like
yes.
A dormant infection or something? Or, I mean, it's not lethal,
yeah.
Is it?
Yes, it's in my it's in my bones, and so they haven't been able to, like, I had surgery and that kind of stuff, and I take antibiotics every day to stay alive, which I know are bad for you because I get a lot of response about that, but it is what keeps me alive. So.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have to answer to anybody, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So so you do have a story to tell. So you do keynote speaking. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people at work are miserable. And it doesn't need to be that way. I know dealing with difficult coworkers and stress and there's always things about any job that you work that are challenging. And so really having a different mindset about happiness and being productive in the workplace, what that can look like, that can be a positive thing for you. We all need to work, unfortunately. I mean, we wish we were all independently wealthy, but majority of us need to have a job. And so learning those skills of de-stressing and dealing with difficult coworkers, that's a really important thing.
Yeah.
To your overall quality of life. You don't want to waste it, your life being miserable.
Yeah, I agree. Now, so you do consulting also to businesses, I presume. So how did you get into this? I mean, if someone comes to you and they go, great, you know, you're great and all this stuff, but what qualifies you to provide consulting? Tell us a little bit about your background in that.
Well, actually, I don't do it for, well, I could do it for businesses, but
oh, okay.
I actually do it for people, for anybody that needs to, for public speaking with my
okay.
background in theater.
Gotcha.
And then stand up. I love, my favorite clients are the ones that are terrified to get up in front of people
oh.
because I have horrible stage fright. We all do. And so getting them to just really kind of embrace being in front of people and overcoming their fear and adding creativity to their speech or their talk or whatever they're doing, if they're an executive or a public speaker, I just love that. That comes from my, like I said, my theater background. And I really, I don't know what qualifies me. I just really enjoy it.
Well, that's fine with me, you know. No, so, but if you can tell, if you can help people really speak in front of audiences and stuff, like Rachel, for example, is a pro with this, right? I mean, did you ever feel, did you always feel, Rachel, that you could talk in front of people?
I was always, ever since I was a little girl, I was always comfortable speaking in front of people. Like, I had no problem getting up and volunteering myself to go first in class, or I was never intimidated by that. So I think that's what made it easier to get to transition into comedy.
Right.
Doing stand-up, yeah.
Right. And, yeah, so that's interesting. Now, Stacey, how did you decide to get into this? I mean, did you always have, like, this desire to help people and be funny while you're doing it?
Well, no, I never wanted to do either.
What did you want to do, Stacey?
I you know, I loved acting. That was really my thing. And also writing. And so what happened was I started writing sketches for other people, and they ended up being funny, and I got asked to do more and more, and then eventually I started performing them. I would get asked, hey, can you do a funny sketch for this luncheon, da da da. And what I didn't know anything about stand-up. I never watched it. My parents were hippies, so I'd never watched stand-up anything. I didn't realize that's what I was doing. And so it really was about, I think it's been 8 years ago now, that somebody asked me to do an hour show, and then somebody saw that, and then they asked me to do a corporate event, and it just kind of spun off from there. And I did, like, I tried to do the comedy clubs and so forth, but it wasn't that fulfilling to me. It's great to make people laugh, and that's really important. But I just wanted to give a message with it. And so that's how the speaking aspect came into play. I felt like I could, you know, have people have a good time and relax and enjoy themselves, but then also impart something that they could take with them knowledge-wise when they left. And so it was a good marriage between the two.
Yeah.
So,
very interesting.
Yeah.
You're very fun to talk to, Stacey. Stacey Peterson, tell people where they can find you, find out more information about you.
Sure. Well, the first thing is that I have the worst name in the world. Nobody can spell it. So if you look me up on the internet, it's hard to find.
Yeah.
So it's Stacey. It's just S-T-A-C-Y. And then it's Peterson with a D as in David. Weird spelling, P-E-D-E-R-S-O-N. But I have a website, StaceyPeterson.com. I'm also on Facebook, Stacey Peterson Comedy, same with YouTube. And so you can find me there or just follow my blog, whatever.
Awesome.
I'm very,
very accessible. Now, what's
so
what's in store for you? What are you looking forward to doing next?
I would really love to continue basically what I'm doing with just more events. So that's what I'm hoping for and working towards. Just,
awesome. Let's give Stacy more events. There you go, you know.
Stacy, I have a question. What when do these exercises or tell people how they can become less stressed at work, who do you find in your experience is more stressed at work, men or women? Or is it pretty even?
I think that women tend to be a little bit more verbal, and it's like relationship stress, whereas the men are a little more quiet about it when they talk about it, but it doesn't seem to be as much relationship as like the pressure of responsibility and balancing. I don't know. This isn't very scientific or technical, but it just has a different feel to it in the way that they either are responding to stress or what they're stressing about.
Yeah.
So I would say it's equal. It's just a difference.
Interesting.
Yeah,
very politically incorrect. No one's going to hire me now, but
I'm glad I asked that question.
I don't know if you guys find that to be true at all, but I do think men and women stress about things a little differently.
100%.
That's true. Stacy Peterson, you're a lot of fun. Everybody check her out. The website is full of information and very cool, you know. So and I love your website. Whoever designed it, give them a recommendation from us, because I do notice these things. And very cheerful, yeah. Very great colors and great quality everything on the site. So check it out. Just go to stacypeterson.com. You'll find all the links to everything that she's doing and more events, please, everybody. So Stacy, thank you so much again. Thank you for joining us. And all the best to you. Much continued success to you.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
Okay,
thanks for having
bye-bye.
Me.
When are you going back to Colorado?
Probably next week.
Okay, good. Get out of the heat as quickly as you can.
Right?
If the plane can take off, man. It's like at 118.
They won't. It's too hot.
Wow. Get out of Arizona. Are you kidding me? Wow. And imagine in the Westerns, they used to ride there with horses and stuff in this heat.
I think they made that up.
Yeah, right? It's only in the movies.
Exactly.
All right, Stacy. Goodbye and have a great day now.
Well, you guys take care.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Stacy. So, yeah, so there you go. Very fun woman.
That's so cool. I love how she said that she's bad at parenting, but she's a mom of three kids. So.
Yeah, right. But it's like, you know, kids don't come with an owner's manual.
No,
you know,
we have to figure out.
I know.
Can you imagine?
And they change all the time. They're a moving target. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Yesterday, it's like my son talks to me. We have a blast, all this. And then the next day, he doesn't answer my texts. I'm like, you know, I mean, what the fuck? Where do you stand?
What are you, chopped liver?
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, and where do you stand on this? I mean, do you want to talk to me or don't you want to talk to me?
Right.
Let me know one way or another.
Exactly.
I don't know where I stand.
Maybe you should leave him a voicemail.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I text. I know he's going to look at the text.
Very true.
So, but he doesn't return the text. So, yeah, and then everything's fine. And you watch, he'll come back next week needing money.
How old is your son?
My son is 24.
Is he on Instagram?
Yes.
So he's not, do you ever, when someone doesn't answer your text, ever see what they're doing on, like, did you see what he was doing on social media at the time?
No, he doesn't get on it that much.
Okay.
Yeah, at least doesn't post that much.
Okay.
Very rarely, I think. So, yeah. But, yeah. So anyway, I keep complaining about the kids. Everybody tells me, why aren't you just accepting it? Why do you keep beating your head against the wall? But my answer, it's my kids, you know?
Exactly.
I don't want to give up on them.
Never.
Yeah. So whatever the fuck they decide to do, man. I'm just not counting on them being there for me when I'm old and needy.
Oh, that's not true. I'm sure they'll...
How do you know?
I'm sure they would, you know, place you in the finest of
facilities.
No,
you see, you're like projecting... You're projecting yourself on them.
You don't know them.
I'm telling you.
You know.
I don't think they give a shit. You're just trying to make me feel good. Believe me, I know. I'm like, the effort I'm putting into my parents and my brother... I go to see them every day, and I talk to them and I take care of them. But they have caregivers, but whatever we need. But the bottom line is I enjoy going there, even though they're old, they're fading, you know, but I love being there. Up for many years that they were away.
Nothing can replace that time.
Right? Yeah. You know, the parents. And besides, they're close. I mean, my dad's pretty close to departing.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like that's where, like, for me, spending time with my family is now where I get a lot of my, like, comedic inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, it just, all those memories, you know, it's just. Now I'm like, I can appreciate, you know, the quirks about them and their stories. And, you know,
exactly.
Even if you've heard them, it's just.
And when you're older, you can also hit back with all the shit they gave you. You can hit back, you know. you can say, well, you know, you didn't.
It's all full circle, isn't it?
Yeah, you question them, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, last night I started telling my dad, I said, would you have done some things differently? We're talking about something specific I don't want to bring up necessarily. But I asked him, I said, do you regret doing this or behaving like that? And he's like, yeah. I said, would you have done it differently?
Right.
And he says, yeah, I would have. I would have done it differently. So there you go. You know, I mean, that's what life's about. You know, and you never know. But always try in my opinion, try not to get into fights and arguments with people, because if you stop, I mean, no, go ahead, but don't stop talking to each
other.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
You know, I mean, don't disagree with people. I mean, you can agree, you can disagree all the time. I have no problem with that. And we do, you know, you don't have to be in harmony.
Right.
But respect other people, you know?
I think it's important to keep, like, open lines of communication always, because there's something to be learned when you disagree with people.
Yeah.
There's always that place for learning, right?
Yeah.
So.
No, true. Yeah. So tell me something. When did you discover marijuana?
truthfully, I discovered it. I mean, I always knew about it. And my parents did the, I want to say they were the first original, like, anti-drug PSA for me, because they told me if I smoked marijuana, I would die, and I believed them.
Wow.
And so it worked.
It worked. Good.
And then,
for how many years?
Until I got to college. And when I lived in Vermont, I think we briefly talked about this last time, but when I moved away to college in Vermont, I had tried it with a friend. And
yeah. So it's usually going to college that
does
that. Yeah,
it's college that opens up your mind, especially if you in probably one of the most liberal places in America, which is Vermont.
Right.
People always confuse it with Virginia, and I'm like, no, it's a real state. It's called Vermont, next to New Hampshire, Massachusetts, New England.
I know, but you know what the reality is? Look, it's obscure.
Yeah.
Vermont is obscure.
It is.
It's not in the. If I had to think of the top 10 destinations, Vermont would not even be
never,
one of them.
Not even. It would never. Not even make the Travel Channel, really. But it should, because it's such a beautiful place.
I believe you.
And that's, we were talking with Stacy. Her parents were hippies. That's who I imagine, like, the type of people who raised Stacy were people of Vermont. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But cool. Yeah, that's where it happened. And then I just continued smoking after that. So,
yeah. So actually you started kind of late in life.
Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't say, yeah, no, I it's funny, because most of the people that I talked to, they had experienced it at such a young age, which I would never recommend, or, and I'm kind of glad I didn't get into it.
It does stunt your growth, right? Do
I
you
mean,
think it does,
there,
or your memory?
I mean, I think anything when your brain is still developing, if it's not, I mean, even like aspirin or things that are chemically, you know, like some, they're going to play a part in your development. I'm not a scientist. I'm not even really sure, but I would never, you know, I would never tell someone who's 15 drink alcohol.
So
I wouldn't advise the same.
There you go. Well, the interesting thing is when I moved from Israel at 16, I had already been given such anti-drug education that when I came out here, I'm like, I'm not touching anything.
Right.
And I had to prove something to my parents. You know, I came out here on my own. I stayed with some relatives for a while, but essentially I was on my own at 16 here.
Wow.
And so, you know, in high school, I would smell it in parties or even in school, I think. And it was amazing. You know, it was in the 70s.
Well, you know, now Israel just legalize it, and I think they're one of the, like, leading medical researchers on it, which
absolutely.
Is amazing.
And they have been for a long time.
Right. They were doing it before it was cool.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but the government wasn't supporting it as much mm-hmm. as it is now.
Right.
So And wouldn't you know, more research and development in Israel. That's what they're good.
And now
we're not good athletes, man. No. Fuck no. We never win any Olympics. Although, you know what? We do win soccer games and shit. But Olympics, I don't know, man. We're not that great at it. But great artists have come out and intellectuals.
Very true. Well, now there's, I just saw a brand. I think they're called Mitzvah something. It's a brand of edibles. It's literally blessed by a rabbi. and there's types of strains that are blessed by the rabbi. So it's right. Great to see our culture kind of embracing
right.
it, you know, a little. So I think that's great.
I know. So, and luckily for us, we're in a generation now where it's semi-legal, let's say, at least we can get it. Because don't forget one thing. It is legal as far as medical marijuana right now mm-hmm. here, and next year it's going to be recreational. But remember, if the feds decide right. they want to close down everybody, mm-hmm. they can.
They can, 100%. And we're just days away from, talk about Las Vegas, is about to recreationalize, as if all goes according to plan, July 1st.
How cool is that?
See how that goes, and that'll be an example to us here in LA of what it will look like when 2018 hits.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's all of Nevada, right?
Yes. Well, wow. I believe it's just for, I think, Las Vegas. That's very interesting.
Because, you know, I'm traveling to Tahoe and I'm looking
it might be statewide.
I feel like
it would be statewide because I think the state, leave it up to the states who decide it. So
yeah, I don't think the state would allow just the city.
Right. I would check the
side, right?
But I believe it's Nevada as a state. Yeah.
So let's say it's true. I'm going up to Tahoe from tomorrow until Friday. And so I'm actually thinking of getting some weed there because I don't want to fly with any.
Right.
You know, it's crazy to, people think you can fly with it if it's legal. No, fuck no. You know, getting on a plane is a federal thing. Mm-hmm. And if they catch you with weed, man, they can arrest you.
They can. I mean, I would never recommend ever traveling with
exactly.
Medicine.
So go. So if I figure if you travel, go to a destination where there's going right. to be weed there.
Yeah. Always when it comes to stuff like this, since it is federally still technically illegal, I would say just follow the rules as best as you can.
Yeah. You know? And that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I used to have like nightmares about being caught with drugs and airplanes and shit, you know, because mm-hmm. I would think, God, you know, I mean, I'm going to Hawaii. How the fuck do you go there without getting high? That was like in the 80s, okay?
Some things don't change, right?
Right, you know? So now you can smoke there, right? Like medical?
In Nevada?
No, in Hawaii.
Hawaii, I believe, is a medical state as well.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what the interesting thing is? Nevada accepts California.
That's what, they have the reciprocity agreement. Mm-hmm. I have been able to purchase there with my California rep,
really?
Which is great, yeah.
So that's cool. So I want, now I started to look at, plus Tahoe is on both sides, so I can go to a California dispensary there.
I'm sure you're fine.
There's some that actually deliver to you up there. And but it's so fucking expensive. It's like double what we pay here.
In Nevada?
Up in Tahoe, yeah.
I feel like that's just because there's limited access. Like, you know, there's just not that many.
Not that many.
Yeah. But, you know.
Supply and demand. Mm-hmm. You know, it always works like that. So, so I figured, what the hell? You know, I'll pay double, but I don't have to... But this is funny because it's just a day before July 1st when it becomes recreational, you know?
What are you doing up in Tahoe?
Going to meet friends that live up in Northern California.
Beautiful.
They're going to drive there. It's going to take them about a couple hours to drive. And for me, it's going to be a flight of about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, but then I'm gonna get a car there. They're gonna have a car, and we're just gonna be together, you know, and exploring. You know, I'm thinking hiking. They're thinking playing poker, but you know, somehow we're gonna have to meet.
I hear Tahoe
middle.
Has great poker.
Right.
I feel actually they probably do because they have casinos.
Yeah, they
up
do.
There. Yeah.
That's what
so
I'm saying.
They do have
that's
great
the
poker.
Poker. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, they got us rooms at the Harrah's Hotel, which is obviously
amazing.
A casino.
Yes.
It's a big hotel. And the reason is, I mean, if I were going to Tahoe, my ideal place would be a cabin somewhere, yeah. right?
I have truthfully never been to Tahoe, but I've always wanted to go. And the only, right. but I would, I'm not a skier. I've never, my parents, they never exposed us to cold weather voluntarily because they don't like being in cold weather.
Right.
So the only time I would ever go up there is the summer.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I know, but you know what? Even in the winter, I think it's beautiful there. You know, I've seen pictures.
Of course, from the inside.
Yeah. You know, but
by a fireplace.
Yeah. You know what? You don't like cold? You know what
I mean? I will go. It seems nice from the inside by a fireplace.
That's true, right? I know. Extreme cold is not great either. But you know what? The weather is going to be interesting there because it's going to be in the 80s yeah. during the day. And then at night...
It gets cold.
Very cold, mm-hmm. like in the 40s.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I have to pack both... shorts mm-hmm. and swimming trunks and a very thick coat.
Yeah.
And boots or something.
It's because multiple it's weather personality.
I mean, right.
You just have to be prepared.
Yeah. It's definitely, excuse me, nothing like going to Vegas or to Hawaii or something where it's predictable.
Right. That's interesting.
Or consistent, let's say, you know. I mean, but did you notice as hot as it is here? And I mean, the past few days it's reached like over 100 degrees here. Feels like Vegas, you know, the right. hot winds and everything. But you know, here it's like for a limited time and then it gets cooler at night.
Yeah.
You know?
I've always loved that about California because it just makes it so nice. I mean, and in Vegas, you go out at night and it's still 103
degrees. Still 103
degrees. You still
exactly.
are sweating.
So much for the dry heat, huh?
Yeah.
You're sweating indeed. Wow. Did you hear about this girl that fell off an amusement park ride?
Which one?
She was in Six Flags something.
I've never, you know, I think that's tragic and horrible. But when I hear people falling off these rides, it's like, okay, I'm sorry. You looked at this ride? It shows you it flips you upside down. You know, right. It did not cross your mind at least once that okay, maybe this may not work out so well. Like the odds. You know, at some yes. point are against someone. It could be me. It could be the next guy. But there is a possibility you may not survive.
Exactly.
You know?
So are you going to take the risk? But you know what? This seems like she was on a, what they call a gondola of this thing, like a zip line. Not a zip line, but you know those cars that usually fly above?
Okay.
And it's like a zip
yeah,
line.
Yeah, yeah.
A cable car.
Right.
Cable car. Right?
Yeah.
Is that what they call them?
Yes.
Okay. So that's like they say it's a gondola. When you sit in front of one. But at any rate, so the girl was like hanging from it, and then the crowd was getting ready for her to fall, and they broke her fall.
Oh, they caught her.
So, yeah. But this guy hurt his back, I guess, so he had to go to the hospital. But they came out good out of this, you know. But it's, yeah, I mean, I don't know about amusement parks. All I can tell you is I loved them as a kid.
Of course.
Now there's no attraction whatsoever for me to go
not
there.
Not at all?
Right?
You wouldn't go on any of the rides?
Maybe some of them, but not on the really crazy ones, you know? I mean, the really crazy roller coasters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the more I hear about stories like that, the more, you know, the more, well, next time people ask me if I want to go to Disneyland, I'll take a second guess. But I will say the last two times I have gone to Disneyland are the worst times.
Really?
To go. I went Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah, when everybody's mm-hmm. there or what?
And then one random Wednesday, I don't even remember, and the park was over capacity. We drove 2 hours, and they're like, yeah, we're at capacity, so you can only go in certain areas. But we had, or they weren't letting any more people in. But we had a someone who worked at Disney got us the passes, and that's the only reason why.
Wow.
And I was like, you think I'm upset? You should see the people, the three-year-olds behind me. It was...
Wow, over capacity.
Yeah, over capacity.
Wow.
Kids don't even know what that means.
No, they don't. They just want to go and see Mickey.
Right.
Wow. This is a little depressing. I mean, I don't like to get into depressing things, but sometimes we just have to face reality. And what they're saying is half of Americans are spending their entire paycheck
that.
Or more.
I saw that this morning.
Right?
I mean, I think Well, there is this, I forget which congressman he said, but he was targeting millennials when he said this. And he said that millennials should, instead of like spending money on avocado toast and like almond milk macchiatos, they would have. I'm like, okay, I have literally stopped going to Starbucks, not today, but like for a month, and I'm still can't afford it.
Yeah, right? Like,
it doesn't make a difference. Yeah. But
but it adds
reality
up.
It does.
You know what it comes down to? I got to tell you, Rachel, it comes down to not how much money you make, but changing your behavior, mm-hmm. your view on money,
mm-hmm.
you know,
and the value you place on it. Exactly.
And how you manage it.
I mean, it is true. It's easy. I feel like it is true, but also I hear more people. It's hard in LA and New York and San Francisco.
It really is.
Because we're such a city of work, you know, this is a city of hustlers. People right. come here to achieve their dreams, but it's so hard when the rent is so high and yes. the pay is so low, and it does make it difficult. Whereas, you know, my family lives out in Vegas, and I know people from here who are moving to Vegas because the cost of living is just so much more affordable.
So much more.
It's ridiculous. I mean, my sister, she had a 3-bedroom house that is less than the loft apartment that I live in. So it's crazy.
It is crazy, you know, but you have to ask yourself, do you want to live in Vegas or
right.
do you want to live in LA?
It's always a cut, like the cost of, you know, pursuing yeah. what you want to pursue. So.
Exactly. So some people went outside of here to like Santa Clarita mm-hmm. and Valencia and all these places out here, even as far as Palmdale. But their drives, you
right.
know, are like
even Orange County isn't afford. You know, you can't even live in Orange County,
right? So that's what
away.
I'm saying. So people like go north of here, northeast, and what happens is that so they find cheaper housing there, mm-hmm. but they have to sit in traffic for 2 hours every
right.
day, 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 sometimes when you consider both ways.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of lifestyle is that? You know.
It's not much.
So that's what I'm saying. So you have to commit to where you live and live there, you know, work there,
right.
Just hang
but
around
also,
there, not live there and be in LA.
Also, there's a lot of jobs that are online too, which give people the ability to work remotely.
Right.
Because of technology and the internet. And so that's really cool to see. I know. Though they're probably few and far between or whatnot, but that's always an option too, is working from home.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. Well, Rachel, we are almost at the top of the show. Do you want people to find you? How can they?
They can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Whole Foods occasionally, at Wolfie Comedy, all the same. And if you like memes, at Wolfie Memes.
Ah, wow. Yeah, I started following you. I saw some of the memes, especially if you like weed memes.
And cannabis humor, yes.
Cannabis humor. That's funny.
I got to keep the content going.
Yeah.
Got to mix it up.
I know, but you also need to figure out how am I going to make money doing this shit, you know?
Yes, that comes later. That comes later.
I know. But we all have to survive, and unfortunately, half of us are not even making it through the month.
Otherwise, I might be commuting from there to come here, you Sam.
Yeah, that's true, right? But we're all bound by those rules here in LA. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It's still, it's still a lot of your money goes into living, cost of living and so forth. So, you know, you don't know. You don't know, well, do I want to live here or do I want to live on the other side? I mean, I have relatives that live in Miami. They got a fucking pool in front of their house. Just theirs, and they're on the edge of the river.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow.
I love Florida. I used to live there. I lived there for 4 years in Boca. Have you been? Have you been there?
I've been there, but you know, a long time ago. But I'm just thinking that, and that's for like $250,000 for mm-hmm. a house like that. I mean, mm-hmm. can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Like Fort Lauderdale or something. I don't know.
It's
where
beautiful,
the hell they
but
are.
Then you have to live in Florida.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
You have to live in the place where the guy. Remember, this is where they produced the guy who ate someone's face off.
Yeah.
He took bath salts and uh-huh. ate someone and bath when he like ingested bath salts and ate someone's face.
Oh,
this
wow.
a couple years ago.
Well, that's a great note to end our show on, folks. But maybe we can change the picture real quick. We have a couple more minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, anyways.
Let's change that. But anyway, and you have a performance coming up.
I do. I have a show July 5th. I am on a show at Levity Oxnard.
What's Levity Oxnard? Is that in Oxnard?
It's in Oxnard. It's
okay,
a comedy
so that's
club.
About a, yes. What, a 45-minute drive, an hour drive from the valley here.
Yes.
So, yeah, it could take a little longer, but Oxnard is cool.
I,
you
leave
know,
now,
should make a
actually,
day.
Just leave
yeah,
now.
Yeah, just leave know. Now. No, what day of the week is that?
I believe that's a Wednesday.
Okay.
So
you got to leave what time?
Leave, you know, tomorrow at around, you know, 3:30, you'll get there. You know, you beat traffic.
I suppose so. Well, but you'll be back in L.A. soon, and who cares? For you, it's cool. You get to travel a little bit. You have a different audience.
Yes.
As long as you kill, that's all that's important, right?
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Rachel, thank you so much
thank
for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You're amazing.
Thank you.
We also want to thank Stacey Peterson for joining us.
Yes.
Everybody, I'm going to be... So this show is going to be running repeats for the next 3 days. Then we have a weekend. And then Monday, which is actually for that's 3rd of July. So I don't know. I'd like to fit a show in there, but 4th of July will be off too. So we'll see. I'm not sure. But at any rate, for sure, we'll be back here on Wednesday, I guess, with this show and a new co-host. So stay tuned, folks, and we'll see you next week. Have a great 4th of July,
yes.
Right?
Amazing
one, and get all the weed you can because it makes life so much friggin' better.
It does.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.